Celtigale, KGNU's weekly program of Celtic music from all over the world.
Of my country, she came by a hawthorn tree as full of flowers as might be seen. She marveled at the trees so green.
At last she asked of this tree, how came this freshness unto thee? And every branch so fair and clean, I marvel that you grow so green.
The tree might answer by and by, of course, to grow triumphantly the sweetest dew that ever be seen, to fall on me to keep me green.
Yea, quoth the maid, but where you grow, you stand at hand for every blow of every man for to be seen. I marvel at you grow so green.
Oh, many a one take flowers from me, and many a branch out of me tree. I have such store they'll not be seen, but more and more my twigs grow green. No boot, although they cut me to the root. Next year again I will be seen to bud my branches fresh and green. And you, fair maid, cannot dissolve, for when your beauty wants to go, then will it never more be seen as I with my branches green.
The maid without began to blush, and turned her from the hawthorn bush, and thought herself so fair and clean, her beauty still would never grow green.
But after this ne'er could I hear of this fair maiden anywhere, that e'er she was in forest seen to talk with the hawthorn green.
Well, starting off there with some fun tunes and a little bit of dance music. Hope it got you up on your toes. We started that set there with CD by some local talent, Michael Reshetnik and Jesse Burns. Their album is called Eist. It's spelled E-I-S-T. And let's see, we heard the Ash Plant set. And then we went to music by, the album is Sharon Krause. It's called Write Wantonly a Mumming, a collection of seasonal songs and celebrations by Sharon Krause. And we heard The Hawthorn Tree. I'm very fond of songs about trees. And the voices, and it doesn't say exactly who is singing on which song. So Sharon is joined there by, it's either John Bowden or Ian Giles singing along with her on the song The Hawthorn Tree. And again, the CD is called Right Wantonly a Mumming. And then we finished up there with, it's a four CD set called 100 Scottish Greats. And there's a pretty wide variety of stuff on the collection. And the only problem is that the writing is so tiny that I can't even see what it says. So what we heard was a jigs medley, and I believe the name is the name of the performing group is Kele Minogwe. Not sure exactly how you pronounce that. Well, anyway, if you're just joining me, my name's Leslie Lomas. I'm your host on Sheltagale on the fourth Wednesday of the month, most of the time. And you can hear your community-powered radio station, KGNU, at a whole bunch of frequencies. Let's see. 88.5 FM and 1390 AM in the Denver Boulder area, 98.7 FM in Fort Collins, 93.7 FM in Nederland, and of course online anywhere you happen to be around the world at kgnu.org and afterfm.com. And so, coming up in the next set, it was Father's Day this month, I believe. And, well, there's a couple of, well, the earworm thing we'll get to later. So for this set, I was reminded of a song called Best of the Barley. And then, so I went to find it, and it turned out to be on a album by, let's see, they are Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh. And then I was standing in line at something in McGuckin's the one day, a week or so ago, and somebody in, I was talking to the guy next to me, and he said something, somehow it got that he had homing pigeons. And I was going, wait, I know a song about homing pigeons. And so I managed to come home and look through my list and stuff and found it. And the funny thing was that it's on the same album as this Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh with the song Best of the Barley. So we're going to get to both of those. But for this set, this is going to be kind of appreciation of fathers, except that then when I played Best of the Barley, I had forgotten. It's actually about his uncle rather than his father. So this is appreciation of fathers, uncles, male relatives, whatever. So starting right now with Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh doing The Best of the Barley.
Jim, me served this time on the shores of the Forth as a joiner. £3.10 a week was all he earned. But the wages were better working Michigan pine, so he sailed on an ocean liner to build a better life with the trade he'd learned. And the shore he reached in 23, the home of the brave, the land of the free, was dry as the devil's tongue on Judgment Day. But to find a dram in a foreign land, it's the natural gift of a Falkirk man, and Lady Liberty looked the other way. Or so I've always heard my uncle say. Try it. He was the best of the barley. Cream of the crop, cream of the crop. Easy on the water, easy on the water, and I'll tell you when to stop. Would you please charge your glasses with a real pure drop and drink to the best of the barley. My Uncle Jim was a child of his time, and the tricks of the time, they were dirty. And the dirtiest of all was the one they played on a working man's dollar and a poor man's dime, between 29 and 30, when they killed all the steady jobs in the building trades. And the only way that Jim could see was to play the game with Lady Liberty, though no one ever told him all the rules. And when fainter hearts were homeward bound, Jim sold Michigan ice by the pound, with a leather sling and an iron hook for tools, just to show the Yankees how to keep them cool. He was the best of the barley, cream of the crop, easy on the water, and I'll tell you when to stop. Would you please charge your glasses with a real pure drop and drink to the best of the barley. My Uncle Jim, he could keep good time when the band played and ate some real, and he loved to waltz away the summer nights. And the spring in his step kept him in his prime, through the turns of fortune's wheel as it spun him through the darkness and the light. And to dance the jig with Lady Liberty, Jim took the hand of the century, and he never let her steal a backward glance. From the D-Day beaches to the cold lake shore, he whirled around and around the floor to show her how a Scotsman takes his chance. And he never missed a measure of the dance. Try it. He was the best of the barley, cream of the crop, easy on the water, easy on the water, and I'll tell you when to stop. Would you please charge your glasses with a real pure drop and drink to the best of the barley. Here's a health to the best of the barley, to Scotland and the best of the barley. My Uncle Jim, he served his time on the shores of the Forth as a joiner.
Shultagale is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by the Celtic Connection. The Celtic Connection is a monthly newspaper for all people with an interest in Celtic news, music, language, culture, and tradition. For subscription information, visit CelticConnection.com or call 303-777-0502.
A miner and his granddad was too. There was never much question about what he might do. By the age of 13 he had laid down his pen and become a coal miner and a prince among men. My goal as a young lad from a bright early age was to follow my hero down in that cage. Fairy lights and pet ponies were the stuff of my dreams, never thinking how hard my dad worked at the seam. Only a miner killed under the ground, only a miner and one more is found. Killed by accident, no one can tell. Your mining's all over, poor a miner, farewell. Dad worked like a Trojan, his money to save. I'm afraid that he worked himself into his grave. And my schooling was paid for at the cost of his lungs. Dad was an old man at the age of 41. I never will forget how his face lit with pride when I got my diploma. He was there by my side, and I try to remember him as he was then, a rare moment of joy for a prince among men. Only a miner killed under the ground, only a miner and one more is found. Killed by accident, no one can tell. Your mining's all over, poor a miner, farewell. An old watch and chain inscribed James Dial never seemed much reward for a life of such toil. But I keep his lamp burning and his old union card, and his bones rest here in the sunlit graveyard. My dad was a miner and a prince among men, well loved by his wife and his family and friends. And his hardship and toil gave me the one chance I had, and generations of slavery died with my dad. Only a miner killed under the ground, only a miner, and one more is found. Killed by accident, no one can tell. Your mining's all over, poor a miner, farewell.
Finishing up there with Andy Irvine, the song is A Prince Among Men, and it's on his album Rain on the Roof. So that was a set a little bit in appreciation of Father's Day. We started with Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh. The album is called Live and Kicking. And we heard Best of the Barley, actually, an appreciation of Uncle Jim. And then the tune we heard in between was Sean O'Riada, Planxty McGuire. And there's a bunch of stuff in Gaelic, which, so I'm not really sure what it says. But at any rate, Sean O'Riada. I believe the group is called Keltori Kualin, something like that, at any rate. And, yeah, then we finished up there, with Andy Irvine, A Prince Among Men. And a couple of concert announcements here before we continue with music. Let's see. There is a Colorado Irish Festival coming up July 12th to 14th. And let's see. This is in Clement Park in Littleton. Lineup of performers include Gaelic Storm, Scythian, The Young Dubliners, Jig Jam, Avornin, Chancers Hooley, The Commoners, Gobs of Fun, Grateful Dogs, Indigent Row, Ski and Doove, Juice of the Barley, The McDeviants, and the Stubby Shillelies, among others. There'll be pipes and drums, Irish dance, and all kinds of stuff. So that is July 12th to 14th. For more information on the internet, you can go to www.ColoradoIrishFestival.com. It's all one word, no dashes or dots. Colorado Irish Festival. And then, on July 20th to 21st, there is an Elizabeth Celtic Festival in Casey Jones Park in Elizabeth, Colorado. And I don't have more information about that, but I'm sure if you just Google Elizabeth Celtic Festival, you'll get information about it. And that is July 20th to 21st. Okay, and couple of fun things for the 4th of July. Barn dance at the Gilpin County Fair. It'll be on the 4th. It'll be at the Gilpin County Fairgrounds. There'll be some top bluegrass bands, including the Rail Splitters, the Sweet Lilies, Ragged Union, members of Trout Steak Survival with Bridget Law, among others. Gates open at 1:30, music goes until 9 o'clock, and then the gigantic Black Hawk fireworks display will begin at 9:30. So that's for the 4th of July barn dance at Gilpin County Fair. Well, the time is 7:32, and you are listening to your community-powered radio station, KGNU. And, well, let's get back to the music here. So, as I mentioned earlier, I was trying to find this song I knew about homing pigeons, which turned out to be on the same album as The Best of the Barley by Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh. So it looks like I've got a set here sort of around birds or metaphorical birds, stuff like that. But, oh, wait a minute. And I discovered some information that I wanted to make sure to share with you. The song is called The King of Rome, about this homing pigeon. And it turned out that the song is based on a true story. The pigeons were let out in Rome, and he flew 1,001 miles back to England. He was owned and bred by a man named Charlie Hudson of Derby in England. At the time of the race, he was president and treasurer of the Derby Town Flying Club. And he also wrote articles for the local newspaper about pigeon racing. And on the bird's death, he presented its body to the Derby Museum and Art Gallery, where its taxidermied skin is preserved. As of 2011, it has been on display. So, here is the story of The King of Rome by Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh.
Charlie was a do-fleeing man. He said, I can't fly, but my pigeons can. When I set them free, it's just like part of me gets lifted up, up there, so high on wings. His pigeon loft was in a rented yard. That's where Charlie hid from life, when life was hard. He was gentle, never rough, and Charlie knew his stuff, and he bred a bird to make his dreams come true. That year was a champion's race from Italy. They got out the maps, saw all that land and sea. Charlie, you'll lose that bird, but Charlie never hurt. And in a basket, the bird was sent to Rome. Well, the day the race began, a storm blew in, and 1,000 birds were never seen again. Charlie, we told you so, by now you ought to know, for folk like us, not many dreams come true. Charlie said, come on, you've got to try. You know, a man can crawl or a man can learn to fly. And when you live round here, the ground is awful near. Sometimes I need that lift for victory. Saturday, I'd had a drink or two. I saw a wing flash up there in the blue. Charlie's the king of Rome, the king of Rome's come home. Come and see him, he's up there on your roof. Well, Charlie called, come down, your majesty. Well, I always knew you'd make it back to me. A thousand miles you've flown, you deserve to wear the crown. Oh, you king of Rome, you made my dream come true. The king of Rome.
Oh, my name it is Nell, and the truth for to tell, I come from Coat Hill, which I'll never deny. I had a fine drake, and I'd die for his sake, that my grandmother left me, and she gone to die. The dear little fellow, his legs, they were yellow. He could fly like a swallow, or swim like a hake, till some dirty savage to graze his white cabbage most wantonly murdered me beautiful drake. Now his neck it was green, almost fit to be seen. He was fit for a queen of the highest degree. His body was white, and it would you delight, he was plump, fat, and heavy, and brisk as a bee. He was wholesome and sound, he would weigh 20 pound, and the universe round I would roam for his sake. Bad luck to the robber, be he drunk or sober, that murdered Nell Flaherty's beautiful drake. May his spade never dig, may his sow never pig, may each hair in his wig be well thrashed with the flail. May his door never latch, may his roof have no thatch, may his turkeys not hatch, may the rats eat his mail. May every old fairy from Cork to Dunleary dip him snug and airy in river or lake, that the eel and the trout they may dine on the snout of the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. May his pig never grunt, may his cat never hunt, may a ghost ever haunt him at dead of the night. May his hens never lay, may his horse never neigh, may his goat fly away like an old paper kite. That the flies and the fleas may the wretch ever tease, may the piercing March breeze make him shiver and shake. May a lump of a stick raise the bumps fast and thick on the monster that murdered Nell Flaherty's drake. Well, the only good news that I have to infuse is that old Paddy Hughes and young Anthony Blake, also Johnny Dwyer and Corny Maguire, they each have a grandson of my darling Drake. My treasure had dozens of nephews and cousins, and one I must get or my heart it will break. For to set me mind easy, or else I'll run crazy. So ends the whole song of Nell Flaherty's drake.
I once had a hawk and a jolly grey hawk, a sweet pretty bird of my own. She took a flight, she flew away quite. Now there's nobody knows where she's gone, my brave boys. Nobody knows where she's gone. And it's all through the green fields I rambled away, all through the green meadows did roam. I hollered, I hooped, I played on a flute, but no sweet pretty bird could I find, my brave boys. No sweet pretty bird could I find. So all through the green woods I rambled away, all through the green valleys did roam. And there I spied my own pretty bird, she was fast in the arms of a man, the brave boys, fast in the arms of a man. Now he that has got her is welcome to keep her and do with her all that he can. But while he has her and I have her not, I will hope now and then, my brave boys, hawk with her once now and then. Happy's the man who has a good wife, far happier is he that has none. But cursed is the man who courts another's while he has a good wife of his own, my brave boys, has a good wife of his own. once had a hawk and a jolly grey hawk, a sweet pretty bird of my own. She took a flight, she flew away quite. Now there's nobody knows where she's gone, me brave boys. Nobody knows where she's gone.
Fellows that carry a gun, I'll have you come home by the light of the sun. For young Jimmy was a fowler, and a foundling alone, when he shot his own true love in the room of a swan. As Polly went walking, a rainstorm come on. She hid under the bushes, the shower for to shun. With her apron wrapped over her, he took her for a swan. And his gun didn't miss, and it was Polly his own. Then home rushed young Jimmy, with his dog and his gun, crying, "Uncle, dear uncle, have you heard what I've done? Oh, cursed be that gunsmith that made my old gun, for I've shot my own true love in the room of a swan." Then out rushed bold uncle, with his locks hanging grey, crying, "Jimmy, dear Jimmy, don't you run away. Don't you leave your own country till your trial come on, for they never will hang you for the shooting of a swan." Well, the funeral of Polly, it was a brave sight, with 24 young men and all dressed in white. They took her to the graveyard and they laid her in the clay, and they bid adieu to Polly and all went away. Now the girls of this country, they're all glad we know, to see Polly Vaughan a-lying so low. You could gather them into a mountain, you could plant them in a row, and her beauty would shine amongst them like a fountain of snow. Well, the trial wore on, and young Polly did appear, crying, "Uncle, dear uncle, let Jimmy go clear. For my apron was bound around me, and he took me for a swan, and my poor heart lay a-bleeding all on the green ground."
Well, that was a set with various birds in the songs, because of this conversation I had about homing pigeons. So we started with Brian McNeil and Ian McIntosh from their album Live and Kicking, and we heard The King of Rome, based on a true story about a champion homing pigeon. And let's see, and then we heard some tunes by some reels, the Mulligar Races, the Boys of the, and once more, little teeny writing, the Boys of the Hilltop. That's Tony DeMarco from his album called The Sligo Indians. And then we followed that with the Clancy Brothers, Nell Flaherty's Drake. And then after that, we heard a song called The Grey Hawk by Mick Ryan and Paul Downs. The album is called When Every Song Was New. And and The Grey Hawk, it sort of mostly sounds like it's about a hawk, except that you think it's really about a woman. But so that makes it interesting. And then we heard a couple of more, another tune there from Aist, Michael Reshetnik, and Jesse Burns. And let's see, what'd we hear there? Josephine's Dopfalls. That was the tune. And then we finished up there with a kind of one of those heavy-duty sad traditional ones called Polly Vaughan. She'd her apron wrapped around her, and he took her for a swan. Just a few minutes left. Stay tuned for Musica Mundi at 8, followed by Reggae Transfusions at 10. And the time has flown by so fast that, we just got time for one more. It's my earworm of the week. It's from the Sacred Harp tradition, sort of related, but not exactly Irish. But and it's a song called I Won't Turn Back. It's kind of got a religious content, but I love the chorus, and it's just been going on in my head all week. And for some people, in the times we're living in, you might find yourself going around singing it. So anyway, this is performed by Northern Harmony, the song I Won't Turn Back.
Oh,
You are listening to your community radio station, KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name's Leslie Lomas. It's been a pleasure to bring you Sheltergale this evening. And sorry, I stole a couple of minutes out of Music of Monday, so stay tuned right now. KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. My name is Mariah. Stay tuned for 2 hours of eclectic global music.